Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, when Britain first left the European Union, there was a great deal of speculation and chatter about other countries following suit. However, I haven't heard too much about this in the news lately. Are any countries still considering leaving the EU today?
Yes, but the people within those countries who want to leave have gone down. A couple of days ago, The Guardian from the UK put out an article that basically said, well, literally said, support for leaving the EU has dropped significantly in the wake, they said, of the UK's Brexit. And there was a survey done by European Social part of from the University of London, and they checked 30 different European countries about this, and they found large dropping of the number of people who wanted to leave. Now, it was never the majority, but the largest decline of people who wanted to leave was in Finland, okay? And then there was also a similar thing over in Sweden, and there were drops in the Netherlands and Portugal, Hungary and Spain. Now, one of the reasons they mentioned this, or they said it had to do with Brexit, because the UK didn't do as well as people thought it would after Brexit, and leaving the European Union. But the other factor, particularly for Finland and Sweden, was Russia's special military operation into Ukraine. This has diminished the opposition. In fact, I read an article yesterday in Sweden about it. And in Finland, they're concerned because they've had to fight, involved with wars with Russia. So it doesn't look like the movement is as strong. Yet there are people in France and Italy who want to leave. But if they ever do leave, it would only ever be temporary. Now, the Bible warns, or prophesies in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, that Daniel's going to see this, talks about this image that Nebuchadnezzar saw. And Daniel is told by God how to interpret this. And he says to Nebuchadnezzar, he said, you saw this image. This is Daniel 2, starting verse 41. And the feet and toes were partly of potter's clay, partly of iron. The king's going to be divided with the strength of iron, but also like mixed with ceramic clay. And it's partly strong, partly brittle. And it's just not going to mingle well together, but it's going to stick around for a while. So this is one of the reasons why people look at Europe and say, oh, it can't possibly get together because it's too different. But they are going to stick together. And as far as places like, let's say, Italy and France, the ancient Roman Empire was based out of Italy. And the old so-called Holy Roman Empire was somewhat French-based, if you will, and it was also Northern Italy. The final European beast power is going to include places like France and Italy. And whether or not the EU itself breaks up, the Bible shows that Europe is going to reorganize and basically lose all its democracy. In Revelation chapter 17, starting in verse 12, we're told there's 10 horns. There are 10 kings. They haven't received a kingdom as yet. So these are perhaps new territorial boundaries or something within the European Union or something, or on Europe. But they're going to receive authority for 1 hour with the beast. And then they're going to be of one mind, and they're going to give their power and authority to the beast. And this beast is a totalitarian dictator. So prophetically, we know places like Italy and France and most of Europe are going to be part of the beast of Revelation, chapter 13 and 17, as well as the beast of Daniel, chapter 7.
Well, if France is considered to be an Israelite nation, why would they be part of the Holy Roman Empire?
Well, they're only going to be temporarily part of it, and they're not completely Israelite as well. But in Ezekiel chapter 5, Bible shows after the United States and probably its Anglo-Saxon Celtic descended allies are eliminated, problems are going to extend to the whole house of Israel. Ezekiel 5, starting verse 1, talks about this sharp sword, pass over your head, divide your hair, burn a third with fire in the midst of the sky, third strike with a sword, dirt will scatter with the wind. So he's talking about some bad things that are going to happen. I'm going to draw the sword out after them, but you also take a small number and hold them in your garment. So this has got to do basically with the United States and its English-speaking allies. This is, it says, then from there, a fire will go out into all the house of Israel. So after this happens to the United States and Britain and UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the fire is going to go into all the house of Israel, and that's going to include France. Again, some have wondered if the Israelite descended nations could be part of the final European beast power, but history shows that places like France and Luxembourg and we're all part of the old so-called Holy Roman Empire. So yes, they will be affected again.
Well, the fact that there is a second fire that will go out into all the house of Israel would seem to prove that the current nation called Israel, consisting primarily of Jews, does not represent all the house of Israel. Other than France, what nations might be affected by the fire that goes out to all the house of Israel?
Well, those who have an Israelitish descent. And by the way, we have a free book online about lost tribes that the people go on the links for from BibleNewsProphecy.net they can find. So, but to summarize, this would include places like Sweden, Finland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Norway, Denmark, and probably also Luxembourg. Mm. The fact is that at least parts of these lands were parts of the beasts in Daniel chapter 2, as well as in Daniel chapter 7. So that suggests that they will, at least for a time, be part of this. In Daniel chapter 7, starting verse 2, he saw a vision and saw four winds stirring up the great sea, and four beasts came out. First was like a lion, and then there were other ones. Second was like a bear. Then there was the third like a leopard. And then he saw this other one, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking it in pieces, and trampling the residue under its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
Is there any connection to this vision of Daniel in chapter 7 and Nebuchadnezzar's dream described earlier in chapter 2 of the book of Daniel?
Yes, but I mentioned about the Great Sea. Now, that Great Sea that bordered the ancient lands of Israel is the Mediterranean Sea, and that's the sea that Daniel was referring to. And the ancient Roman Empire controlled the Mediterranean Sea from both the top to all the way around it. Now, the Bible shows eventually that the final European beast power will control both the north and the south as well. Right now, Europe's got the north part, but the Bible talks about a European leader called the King of the North who's going to go against the King of the South and basically end up with a southern part as well. Now, despite false claims by some, the King of the North is not power like Russia, which does not border the Mediterranean Sea, but Europe that does. And in the book of Daniel, there's still more things. It says in Daniel chapter 7, starting verse 19, Daniel wanted to know the truth about this fourth beast, which was different from all the others, and the 10 horns that were on its head. And he watched it making war against the saints, that would be end time Christians, and prevailing against them. And so the Ancient of Days comes, and judgment was made. This is God the Father. In favor of the saints, and the time will come for the saints to possess the kingdom. But getting further more in it, Daniel says that 10 horns are 10 kings that are going to rise from his kingdom. The leader is going to speak pompous words, and eventually he'll be destroyed. And then verse 28 says, this is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts were greatly troubled, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in heart. So he knew something really bad was going to happen when he saw this vision.
Are the 10 king or the 10 horns spoken of here the same as the 10 toes spoken of in Nebuchadnezzar's dream?
They seem to be. Anyway, they're also prophesied to be 10 kings as revised heads of the Roman Empire. And they were different than the rest. The old Worldwide Church of God said, moreover, prophecy foretells that a religious figure of unprecedented power and authority will sit astride this coming beast empire, directing it as a rider guides a horse. And to counter ongoing spread of atheism, secularism, consumerism, the Vatican, as in century past, will be forced to be a major power in the international arena. And then, according to this article from 1984, the political power of the papacy will be reinvigorated.
So the old Worldwide Church of God felt that there was a religious figure from the Vatican, which I assume would be a pope, directing this future king or ruler of Europe. Are there any others that share that view?
Well, yes. First, you got the current pope, who, by the way, received the Charlemagne Prize for encouraging European unity. But beyond that, there's a man I talked to. He's a Roman Catholic writer by the name of Desmond Birch. And basically, he says there are various prophecies. There'll be an end-time restoration of the Holy Roman Empire, and then there'll be at least a pope who's going to be involved with this. And, you know, the Bible shows that there's going to be an alliance between a European leader and the city, the Seven Hills, and that's going to take place. And in Revelation chapter 13, we read, starting verse 1, John writes, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw the beast rising up from the sea. Again, this is the beast of the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, having seven heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns. And the beast was like a leopard, feet like a bear, mouth like a lion. The dragon, that Satan, gave his power, throne, and great authority. I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. And all the world marveled and followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who's like the beast? Who can make war like him?
So these verses are telling us that Satan himself is also involved with this end-time tribulation by giving the beast his power. Give us some insight into the meaning of the deadly wound spoken of in verse 3.
A couple of interpretations for this. One common in the Church of God is that the deadly wound is it was the old Holy Roman Empire was destroyed. Nobody thought it could come back up again. And that's valid. Another is there's a leader who gets disgraced and he rises back up. A former German economics and defense minister comes to mind along those lines. Now, the Bible shows that a church-state alliance is going to rise up. In Revelation chapter 13, we find about this other beast rises up. He's got two horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. He exercises the authority of the beast, provides all kinds of signs, and he deceives those on the earth by these signs that he does and gets people to worship the beast. So we know that this is going to happen. Now in Revelation 17, we read about Mystery Babylon the Great in verse 5. And the Bible says she sits on seven hills, seven mountains. And that's verse 9. And in verse 18, it says, the woman you saw is a great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So we see this alliance is prophesied. And this includes the city of seven hills that reigns over the earth. And according, by the way, to Roman Catholic scholars, this is a reference to Rome. Now, they have a difference in terms of the timing. And as far as how is this all going to end, it's actually going to end badly. And particularly, even prior to the end, the Bible shows it's not going to end up well for Israel, the United States, or its Anglo-Saxon allies, or even the Islamic countries in the Middle East, and even for Europe itself. But despite that, many in Europe want a revival of the ancient Holy Roman Empire, and we're seeing less resistance to it in Europe, again, partially because of Brexit, partially because of what Russia's been doing in Ukraine.
Thank you, Dr. Teel. For more interviews with Dr. Teel, and written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.